stooping down and looking in, saw the linen cloth lying down, yet went he not in. Then cometh Simon, following him, and went into the sepulchre, and seeth the linen clothes lie. Amen.
Amen.
Look at this. Jesus,
Jésus
died,
était mort,
was killed,
il était tué,
and now there was an expectation that in 3 days he will come back to life.
On attendait qu'après trois jours,
by prophecy, there was a resurrection manifestation.
Il y avait une manifestation de résurrection.
And the women have come to tell the
les femmes sont venues dire
that Jesus is risen.
Que Jésus
so
est
they
risen.
Went to the temple.
Ils sont allés au temple.
Two of them started running.
Les deux ont commencé à
Peter
courir.
And another disciple
Pierre, l'autre disciple.
And as they were running,
pendant qu'ils couraient,
the other disciple,
l'autre disciple
overtook Peter.
A traversé l'autre.
The Bible says he outran.
Il a couru et il a dépassé l'autre.
But when he got to the door,
quand il est arrivé à la porte
of the sepulchre,
le sépulcre, il s'est arrêté.
He stopped.
Il s'est arrêté.
He ran.
Il a couru.
When he got to the door, he stopped.
Il est arrivé à la porte du sépulcre, il s'est arrêté.
The spirit of almost.
L'esprit de presque.
Nearly.
Près du succès.
Somebody to pray this morning.
Quelqu'un doit prier ce matin.
Power to enter.
La puissance d'entrée.
Fall upon me.
Tombe sur moi.
He got to the door.
Il est arrivé à la porte.
He didn't stop on the way. He got to the door.
Il était à la porte.
Almost.
Presque.
There are some of us contracts we pursue them when it's almost clicking.
Nous poursuivons les contrats, mais quand c'est presque le moment de la voir.
You pursue the deal when it's almost clicking.
Puisque tu le presque.
You almost got married.
Tu as presque été marié.
You almost delivered a baby.
Tu as presque failli délivrer cet enfant.
Nothing is presque. As frustrating as you pursue things and you see them fall in place. But time for its manifestation, things just turn around.
Le temps de la manifestation, tout change.
Power to enter.
La puissance d'entrer.
Fall upon my head.
Viens sur ma vie.
Lift your right hand on fire.
Lève ta main dans le feu.
Say, my father,
père, mon père.
Shout it loud and clear.
My father, my father.
Every spirit of almost.
Every spirit of almost.
Walking in my life.
Walking in my life.
Your end has come.
Your end has come.
As I pray.
As I pray.
Power to enter.
Power to enter.
Into my blessing.
Into my blessing.
Fall upon my head.
Fall upon my head.
Disciple.
Pourquoi ce juste n'a pas?
Unable to enter. The Bible says
entré,
when he got to the door,
il à la porte,
he saw the linen clothes.
Il a vu le vêtement abandonné là.
It was the master you sought to see.
C'était le maître que je voulais.
When he saw the linen clothes,
et quand il a vu l'habit,
he was shocked.
Il était choqué.
He was focused on the clothes.
Il était focalisé sur les habits.
Till Peter came,
parce que Pierre est venu,
overtook him,
il a dépassé,
and entered.
Il est entré.
You are looking for the master.
Pour que cherche le maître.
Not clothes.
Non les habits.
Nothing slows a man like distraction.
Rien ne retarde quelqu'un comme la distraction.
What is not your intention should not get your attention.
Ce n'est pas ton intention ne doit pas attirer ton attention.
A man slowed down by reason of distraction.
Un homme est réduit à cause de la distraction.
When the devil wants to destroy a life,
quand le diable
veut détruire that life.
Il distrait la vie.
Most financial challenges are distractions.
Les défis financiers c'est la distraction.
Most relationships are distractions.
Sont détruits à cause des distractions.
Most projects and plans are
projet
distractions.
Ne reçoit pas cause des
distractions. What is the aim of distraction? To slow you down.
Pourquoi? Quel est le but? C'est de réduire ta vitesse.
Am I communicating?
Attacks. Les attaques.
But some of these distractions are spiritually sponsored.
Ces distractions sont spirituellement sponsorisées.
Imagine Mordecai from the day became a gate man.
Depuis que le
Mordecai started fighting battles. From the day became a security man.
Le jour qu'il est devenu l'agent
sécurité. Why do I say they are spiritually sponsored?
Pourquoi?
Imagine somebody met a king.
Quelqu'un rencontre le roi.
And told the king, he said, sign.
Il dit, signe.
That all the Jews will be killed.
Que tous les Juifs doivent être tués.
And the king's wife was a Jew.
Et la femme du roi était juive.
It's like somebody says, sign that your wife should be killed.
Okay, dit que signe que ta
femme
sera
tuée.
Et tu signes.
Are you following what I'm talking about?
Tu m'entends?
What will make you wifeless, a widower? Sign it.
Rendre veuve.
And the man at that moment forgot.
À ce moment, l'homme avait oublié.
Forgot that the wife was a Jew.
Que sa femme était juive.
And signed.
Il a signé.
Most of these distractions are spiritually sponsored.
Sont spirituellement.
You will pray.
Tu vas prier.
Any arrow of distraction, fire,
distraction lancée sur moi,
to slow me down.
Pour me réduire la vitesse.
As I pray,
pendant que je prie,
I fire it back.
Je les renvoie à l'envoyeur.
You didn't hear what I said. C'est my father, my father.
Mon père, mon père.
Father, my father. As I begin to pray, every arrow of distraction, fire to slow me down.
Fire to slow me down.
I fire back. I fire back. I fire back.
I fire
back.
I fire
back.
I fire back. I fire back.
Let's take one more prayer. The other disciples stood by the door.
L'autre disciple était dans la porte.
And saw the linen clothes.
Et il a vu le habit.
Meaning the linen clothes was by the door.
Ça veut dire que c'était à la porte.
Am I correct? But Peter entered.
Pierre entré.
After entered, before Peter he saw entré, the linen clothes.
Qu'il a vu le linge.
One saw it.
Elle l'a vu.
Before he entered.
Avant d'entrer.
Another entered.
L'autre entré.
Before he saw it.
Avant de voir.
Meaning what stopped one
que,
could not stop. When you walk through your problems,
quand tu marches contre
your problems are now behind you.
Les problèmes sont maintenant derrière vous.
But when you allow your problem to shake you, they are before you.
Vous secouez,
what stopped one
did not stop another.
That is simple prayer we pray.
La simple prière que nous allons prier.
This man went ahead of Peter.
Celui-ci allait devant
Something
Pierre.
Something stopped him.
Mais quelque chose l'a stoppé.
Peter came and stopped what stopped the man.
L'a stoppé, c'est qui l'a stoppé?
And overtook.
Et là,
you can't overtake people until you have stopped what stopped them.
Tu ne peux pas dépasser les gens avant que tu stoppes ce qui les a stoppés.
Stopped others before me.
C'est qui a stoppé les autres avant moi?
You will mention your family name.
Tu vas faire mention de
mention your office. Mention what you do. If you are a businessman, whatever stop others in business, whatever stop others in marriage, if you are praying, you mention them and you go into prayer. You go into prayer. Wait. You go into prayer in tongues. You mention them. When I tell the prayer, as you are praying, you mention them. Whatever stop others before me in ministry, in business, whatever you do in academics, whatever stop them before me, I stop you. Are you ready? Say, my Father, my Maker. As I begin to pray, whatever stop others before me, I stop you today. Open your mouth and fire. In marriage, in ministry, in finance, in business, I stop you. Thank you, Father. Lift your hands. Jesus, lover of my soul. Jesus, I will never let you go. Taking me from the barricade. Set my feet upon the rock.
Now I know.
I love you, Lord.
I know.
I need you.
I need
you. My walk may fall.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. My God. Mosalarabadash. When I was down, you lifted me. I had no hope. You gave me a shelter. But look at me now.
Oh, look at me now. I'm a living testimony. Yes, you're a Lord God. Yes, you're a Lord God. Yes, you're a Lord God. Yes.
Jesus' name we pray. And let me
amen.
Amen. Take your seat. Thank you. Amen. Numbers chapter 17. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Number 17. Number 17 from verse 1 to 11. Numbers 17, 1 to 11. Have you found it? You know how we do it? I read the first verse, you read the second, I read the third, you read the fourth. When we get to 11, we'll read it together. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, thou shalt write Aaron's name on the rod of Levi, for one rod shall be for the head and the house of their fathers. It shall come to pass that the man's rod whom I shall choose shall blossom, and I will make to cease from the murmurings of the children of Israel, whereby they murmur against you. And Moses laid up the rod before the Lord in the tabernacle of witness. Then Moses brought out all the rods from before the Lord unto all the children of Israel, and they looked and took every man his rod. And Moses, verse 11 together, and Moses did so as the Lord has commanded, and so did he. Hallelujah. This might be a series, but we'll start going around before we go into details. I want to share briefly on whom the Lord has chosen. Whom the Lord has chosen. We want to touch a few things around, because it's quite a very huge one, before we go directly into picking out certain things. Hallelujah. As hallelujah. It's not a one service topic. That's what I'm saying. It's not a subject you can explore totally in one service. Now, let me give you a background story. Before this time, in chapter 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, there were a series of things that the children of Israel were going through. It was a season of competition. Prior to that time, a man by the name of Korah, Dathan, Abiram, came and confronted Moses face to face. The Bible says Korah was one of the renowned men, one of the leaders who were popular. And they said to Moses, are you the only one God is using? You take too much upon yourself. Prior to that time, Miriam and Aaron had confronted Moses over the Ethiopian woman in marriage. It was a season of competition. And now, again, Moses, after all of this series of confrontation and competition, he was pulling alongside a young man he called his brother, Aaron. And the people got angry. See, this is getting too much. You are trying to impose a leader upon us. As if yours is not enough, you are trying to impose someone on us. They complained among themselves and complained to themselves. But Moses complained to God. When you complain to man, you don't get results. But when you complain to God, it gives you solution. The place you went, God said, Moses, don't worry. I will do something. They all feel that they are all people of Israel at the same time that came out of Egypt. But I'm going to prove that I, God, still select people. In the midst of competition, only manifestation singles you out. God has no favorites, but God has choices. Every believer is a vessel, but God does not use every vessel. There are plates in your house you have not used for 1 month. There are still plates. There are still spoons. There are things you kept and they are dusty. To use them, you got to clean the dust and do all that. So what do? You go for the one that is ready. Am I communicating? God has vessels, but God does not use all vessels. God uses ready vessels. There are people who say, we are all saved. We are all saved. We are all saved, but we are not all same. We are not the same. When you have 4 children, there are certain errands you don't send the immature. Am I communicating? There are certain errands you don't send the immature. You can't tell your 5-year-old child to reverse your car. Say, reverse the car and park somewhere. You check that the errand is, you must check the level of maturity that determines the assignment the person is sent. Am I talking to somebody here? So there are many people who have refused to grow up. So God has refused to use them. There was nothing special. Please follow this now. Initially, there was no manifestation, nothing special about Aaron until he was challenged.
your challenge and the competition over your life
is to bring out the manifestation you didn't know was there.
Aaron's rod was a normal rod. Aaron's rod was an ordinary rod. But when it was confronted, the ordinary rod became extraordinary rod. There are things about you you don't know. But when people dare to challenge you, that thing that is in you will show up in a hurry. There is a grace inside you that you do not yet understand. But when battle comes, when push comes to shove, that thing you did not know was there will show up in a hurry. If only they knew what you carry, they would not have confronted you. If only they knew what you carry, they would not have challenged you. If only they knew what you carry, they would not have come against you. I make a decree by the power of the Holy Ghost, because of that challenge, because they have insulted you, because they have pointed their hands at you, the oil on your life is about to fight for you. The oil on your life is about to fight for you. The oil on your life is about to fight for you. Lift your hands, shout fire. Lift your hands, shout fire. Lift your hands, shout fire.
As believers, when you challenge us, that's when you know us. You don't know us until you challenge us.
That is why when troubles are coming, don't panic when they come. It's about to bring out the oil in you. When confrontations are coming, don't be panicking when they come. It's about to bring out the oil in you. Am I talking to somebody here? It doesn't matter who challenges you. There is grace on your head. And listen to what God said. You tell someone, because they have challenged you, because they have opened their mouth to mock you, God is about to reply them. God is about to answer 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 them. You don't serve a dead God. You serve a mighty God. He's the same yesterday. He's the same today. He's the same forever. When God says yes, no man can say no. When God lifts you up, no man can bring you down. God is on your side. Power is on your side. Glory is on your side. Favor is on your side. God is on your side. God is on your side. God is on your side. Somebody shout fire. Somebody shout fire. Somebody shout fire. Somebody shout fire. Somebody shout fire.
Take your seat.
Nothing special about Aaron.
Who instituted the golden calf? Aaron. Aaron instituted the golden calf. Who gossiped Moses? Who gossiped Moses? Aaron. There's nothing special. But whom God has chosen, he has chosen.
I may not be perfect, but I'm sincere. I may not be totally right, but I'm not totally wrong. Whom God has chosen, he has chosen. You are the one looking for fault. Whom God has chosen, he has chosen.
God told me something. God told me, say, doesn't qualify the, he doesn't choose the qualified, he qualifies the chosen. In the school of God, just write the exam. That's all. Grace is your cutoff mark. Just do what? Write the exam. Just participate.
Grace
is your cutoff mark. Stop looking at the excesses of people to judge why God has blessed them. Because you put yourself in trouble.
Nothing special.
If those people knew that God would advertise the rod of Aaron, they would have left him alone. The last time they mocked you was the time God started turning your captivity. So you are a Christian. Okay, prove your... You say God has called you. Prove it. You say you are a child of God. Prove it. God say it's time to prove it. It's time to prove it. I prophesy upon you.
Wherever you are, inside, outside, all over, hear in the sound of my voice. When the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we are like them that dream. There was our mouth filled with laughter. The Lord has done great things, whereof we are glad. I prophesy upon you, because of that mockery, your God is about to show up for you. I say your God is about to show up for you. Your God is about to show up for you.
Sit down.
What?
He said they brought out their rods. That's a different dimension. Maybe I'll share on that next Sunday. I'll touch a few of it today.
Now, he said, God said, as they brought the rods, whoever had his rod blossom.
God has chosen. Blossom. Somebody shall blossom. So the proof of a choosing rod is that it what? Blossoms. The proof that God has chosen you is that you what? You prosper. So stop saying God is teaching you a lesson by making you poor. It's not God.
The sign that God's hand is on you is that you prosper.
So if you are being shortchanged in life and you are going through scarcity, something is wrong.
The whom the Lord has chosen, blossom.
How can someone be sick and he says God is trying to teach him a lesson? A lesson you cannot learn when you are well. You can't learn it when you are sick. It is better to be taught lessons when you are well, because your mind, everything functions. Teaching him a sick man lesson, what will he learn? A man has a cancer. Say God wants to teach him a lesson. A lesson you cannot learn when you are well. How can you learn it cancerous? God is trying to teach you a lesson by making you poor, by making you hungry. Who learns well with hunger? That's a misnomer. It's an aberration. That somebody says God is trying to teach him a lesson by making him mad. Can a madman learn? Some of you go through losses and you scream, the Lord give it, the Lord take it. Blessed be the name of the Lord. It wasn't God that said that, it was Job. Job said that on a very bad day. That was not a word that came from the mouth of the man. That the scriptures in the Bible doesn't mean it's approved. You must check who said it. Okay, somebody said, I will ascend to heaven. I'll be more than God. Try and quote it. So, this is not in the Bible. Somebody said it now. He said, I will ascend. Isaiah 14. I will ascend. I will be greater than the Most High. Go and quote it. You will so die.
Satan said that.
Am I communicating?
So you must understand who said it
and to whom was it said, and under what circumstance.
Job said, God give it, God take it. And when Jesus came in the New Testament, he said Job was lying, for the thief cometh not but to steal, kill. God is not the one that just miscarried. God is not the one that killed your child. God is not the one that took your car. It is the thief that came. He said the thief cometh not but to steal. If you are lying to steal, he will kill. You are lying to kill, he will destroy. But I am come.
Listen.
He said the thief came and I came. The thief came, I came. So it's not only the thief that came.
Now hear what he says. He said the thief cometh not but to steal, kill and destroy, but I am. He didn't say I came. He said I am come. I am that I am has come.
I speak to your life. After now you shall blossom. Your marriage shall blossom. Your finance shall blossom. Your hair shall blossom. Someone said, I shall blossom.
I shall blossom.
I think he said, I shall blossom.
I shall blossom.
I shall blossom.
I shall blossom.
Somebody shouts, fire, yeah, 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 yeah.
Take your seat.
Prosperity
is a divine nature. It's a kingdom nature for the believer. Sit down. It's a kingdom nature.
When you were created,
the Bible says God made man in his image and likeness. Before God made man, God made the earth. Everything man would need. After everything was prepared, he made man. Why? So that man will not come and be stranded. Prosperity is a divine nature. When you are broke, you are not happy. It's natural. Am I correct? It's natural. When you have no money, you are not happy. Somehow you just feel sad. But when there's money in your pocket, you just are smiling. People don't know why you are smiling. You are smiling because an alert just entered your phone. Now, if you get a debit alert, you don't smile. But when there's a credit alert, it's normal. So that nature was imputed by God. A prosperity nature. He's a God of wealth and prosperity. Meaning he wants you to blossom. Open your two hands. Carry the blossoming anointed. I say carry the blossoming anointed. Carry the blossoming anointed. Lift your hands and shout fire. Take your seat. Why did God distinguish whom he had chosen? If you study your Bible, the Bible said, take Aaron from the house of the son of Levi. Aaron was a son of Levi. Levi, the Levites were the separated, set apart ones. Aaron, but prior to that time, has been separate, set apart, has been separated. God did what he did, number one, to establish the importance of purity. Aaron and the old father, they were separated, set apart. God blesses people most time to prove that serving God is not a waste. That's why I stand to say that I've said this over the years. We are getting to a point where no sinner will be more blessed than a believer. It's not possible. There has to be a difference. I'm going to church, I'm not going to church, you prosper more than me. It's not possible. I said this when I became a preacher, that no herbalist in this world, no whatever, imam or whatever in this world, nobody in the other religion or any religion in this world who is in the negative can be as blessed as I am. I said it to myself. And I said, no part-time pastor who is doing business and yet doing pastor will be as blessed. It's a vow I took. I said, Lord, I don't just want to be blessed or to be rich. Take me to the realm where I will be the richest. I'm going there. How can someone who is not a believer now become your source of survival? It is a smoker that feeds you. It's a drunkard that pays your fees. It's an occultic man that pays your rent. It is an upside down nonsensical arrangement. Today, your place in God shall show up for you. I say shall show up for you. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. Hear this. You can't be absolutely pure and be absolutely poor. You can't be pure and poor. You can't be right and be down. If you study your Bible, the Bible uses the word the upright. So to be up, you must be right. Those who are holy, those who stand out, are called the upright. When a thief, a known thief, it doesn't matter what kind of thief, political thief, governmental thief, God told me, He said, this election, this campaign is to help Nigeria. They are not buying cars for police. They'll soon buy for soldiers. You watch. It's to help Nigeria. The money they say was not around will start coming out from every corner. You watch. You soon see. Buying cars for the police. They'll soon buy for the soldiers. They are people. They are making everything good. They brought down the fell of price of fuel, trying to work on dollar. I laughed. I said, this is good. From money was not around before. Where is the money coming from? Am I communicating? It's to help Nigeria. What do we have in this country is campaign. It's not election, it's campaign. What do we have is campaign. Serious one. They are going to, you watch. By the next one or two, you see soldiers. They will give soldiers a lot of money. They'll give them cars. They'll give them weapons. Watch. For years, we could not defeat the terrorists. You watch. In the next 1 week, the way Boko Haram will be dying, you'll be wondering what happens next. No, you watch it. You watch it. Every day basis. 200, 150, 120. God wants to empty. All this thing is for the good of Nigeria. Boko Haram, especially in the north. God wants to clear off Boko Haram. God told me, he said, some will carry a bomb that will kill them. They carry the bomb. The bomb will blast them. Some others, as they carry the bomb somewhere, the bomb, as they press it will not explode. They will be arrested and be fired. Some of them, the soldiers will fire them. Enough is enough. They have killed military men. Not anymore. Not anymore. You watch it now. When we give prophetic words and people ask, I don't read comments on blogs. I don't read comments after prophecy. I wait for fulfillment. Not at this level. Whatever you say is your opinion. It's your opinion. When prophecies are fulfilled, we listen to the fulfillment with toothpick in our mouth. So all those who are arguing, we just laugh. We just laugh because there are things you don't argue. You know, people think that prophecy is psychology. You know, you are using psychology. How can you use psychology to shift the election? It's not possible when the whole nation, the whole world, international community is involved. John Kerry, the secretary of the American government, came to Nigeria and yet the thing was shifted. Because God has spoken. There are things I wanted to say. God said to me to hold on to fire night. I will not just tell you about the election. I will record the results. So how can you fix that with psychology? Those who are in Ghana can tell you, this is not, if you watch Ghana program live, you know this is not, it's not possible. Because most of the people that were in the crowd in that program were prophets. And when prophecy came, they were sitting on the ground. They were sitting, how many of you watched the live program? They were sitting on the ground saying, what is this? That this one, you can't fake this. This is not, it's not possible. Now, take your seat. There has to be a difference. Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 9. Because thou hast loved righteousness. What am I trying to establish? I'm trying to establish that serving God pays. Living holy pays. Aaron was a Levite. God had to prove it. All of you have lived anyhow. And now you are competing with a man who has lived for me. You have lived the life you want to live. And now you are competing. When Aaron was living for God, that was not when the reward came. Not lying now. Not stealing now. Being a tither now. You may not see the immediate reward. There is a payday.
Hebrews 1 verse 9, because thou hast loved righteousness and hated iniquity, wherefore God, even thy God, has anointed you with oil of gladness above. Above.
When I was in campus one time, I woke up and I saw everybody in the house, calamari lotion. No calamari lotion. Everybody, calamari lotion. White. So I woke up and said, what's going on? I was about to say, hey, it's contagious. I said, come here, what's contagious? So I was looking at their body. Chicken pox everywhere. Calamari lotion. Even some of their friends who came to visit them became calamari lotionized. In other words, they contacted it. I mean, they came to visit. They don't stay there. I stayed there. I was the one helping them. I would hold this one's hand to the bathroom, help them put water. One good week, it's not possible. They wake up there. You never get. I said, get with him. Say, what do you use for prevention? I said, what am I preventing? He said, you never contact. I said, it's not possible. The blood in me. So they stop them from going for lectures. You see, I said, what's the matter? See, the thing, eh? Of course, it's not do you.
Anointed you with the oil of gladness above your fellows. What attack others will no more attack you. What stop others will no more stop you. What hindered others will no more hinder you. What limited others will no more limit you. Let me an amen like thunder.
The son of Levi. Take your seat. When you have a glorious destiny, you can't afford to live anyhow. Have you seen a pregnant woman? I've never been pregnant. But I've seen a woman who has been pregnant. I've lived with a pregnant woman. There are things they don't eat. There are things they don't like anymore. Even they liked it before pregnancy. When my wife, and there are some things she will start eating, I'll get angry. Very funny things. A man dragged his wife to me. He said he can't live in the same house with the wife. The wife was pregnant. The things the wife wants are very scary things. The wife would tell him to open the toilet. She wants to perceive it. So the man says, see, this is not pregnancy, this is the mommy case. I said, leave her. Sometimes, some say they'd like to sit where there are burnt things, just to perceive burnt things. Am I communicating? The kind of thing, when you have a dream, when you have a pregnancy, the kind of things you desire, the kind of things you do, the drive in you, is different from the man who is not pregnant. When there's a future inside you, it controls your appetite. It controls your desires. It controls your drive. When you know there is somewhere you are going, you just cannot be comfortable with lying. You can't be comfortable with stealing. You can't be comfortable with certain things that others are very comfortable with. Because there is something inside your system. Am I talking to somebody? So, your drive. Someone asked me a question. He said, how do you survive without stealing church money? I said, the first thing you must understand that church money is too small to steal. He said, how do you survive, sir? You say for years you have never touched church money one day. I've never been paid salary in this ministry once. You don't pay me salary. They are yet to even buy me a gift, which they must buy this birthday. If you don't buy it, I won't preach. Enough is enough. They don't give me money. Rather, if they need money, they'll come and be scratching their head. Papa, we don't know if you can help us. Enough is enough. He said, how do you survive without stealing church money? I said, understand that church money is too small to steal. Am I communicating? How do I stay without lying? Understand, you are too big to lie.
do I say with immorality? You are too small to make me fall. How do I say without fighting? I don't keep malice with individuals. I keep malice with nations. It is me and Somalia that are quarreling, not me and you. It's me and Afghanistan. How can people be dying anyhow? I am angry with that nation. Something must happen. I am angry with Syria. I'm not angry with Brother Paul or Sister Jane. You are too small. If you don't greet me, I will greet you. It is nations that I quarrel with, not individuals. See yourself above certain things. Am I communicating now? No, how will you still answer you? A holy you that has a great future, that will build houses and dash people. You now steal a phone and now stop the prophecy of the building. It is this consciousness that makes you live above sin. Is that consciousness you carry that makes you see what is not your own and you don't touch it? Anything that's not your own, you don't need. Am I communicating? Please, I'd like you to understand. There is a reward. When Aaron was living as a Levite, he never knew a day was coming where his life in the secret will be rewarded in public. He said, "The Heavenly Father, which seeth in secret, will reward you where? Openly." There is a payday. There's a payday coming. You can't do what you like and get what you want. No, sir. To get what you need in life, you must do what he wants. You can't. There are people whose destiny is already truncated. Imagine a man who is already an HIV patient. After messing up, that's when he wants to change. When he already has a virus. That's medicine after death. You cannot live anyhow and end anywhere. To live anyhow is to end anyhow. A life that is not defined is not designed. When there's no definition, there's no destination. You must define your life. You must live within the confines, the tenets, and the principles of God's word for you. Who doesn't like food? Everybody likes food. Why do people fast? People fast because they are obeying the tenets and the principles of scripture. Am I communicating? That's true. People are obeying the tenets and the principles, the covenant of scripture. There is a reward. When God told me, he said, "Aaron, lived as a Levite from nowhere." When Moses felt he was too tired, he was too weak, he was not sound enough, he was not eloquent. Moses said to God, he said, God said to Moses, actually, he said, "Go, tell Pharaoh, let my people go." Moses said,
can't speak. God said, "Drop your rod." He dropped the rod. Moses could perform. Performance was not a problem. It was verbal delivery that was a problem. Dropping rod and picking rod is not, that was not a problem. But to speak. And God said, okay. And God said, "Tell him that Israel is my son. Because he has refused to let my son go, I will kill his son." Get there. God says, okay. Thy brother, Aaron. There were many people. But it was his life in the secret that picked him. Thy brother. And like I tell people all the time, Moses was a stammerer. God wanted to send him. Can't God heal a stammerer? God would have healed him. They start speaking eloquently. Now move. I say, no. Go on with that stammering unction. He could work miracles. He could do signs. He could do wonders. But could not handle that stammering spirit. Sometimes when he calls us, even into the calling, we go with our impediments. We go with our troubles. to go with our struggles. But that doesn't mean he has not called us. When God calls you, he will solve 60% of your problem and leave 40. 40 is to make you a better Christian. God refused to heal Moses. Number one, because even with our impediment, he wants us to go. Number two, if God had healed Moses, Aaron, we have no ministry. Aaron, we have no call. So what God did was to make someone's wickedness be a provision for someone's calling. I wish I was communicating. Someone's weakness was a provision for someone's calling. Why one is a stammerer but can manifest miracles? One is a good talker but cannot manifest signs. So both of them have to mix up so that the grace to manifest signs can enter the other one and the grace to speak can come on the other one. So we need each other. I wish I was communicating. A man called Apollos, the Bible says, was mighty in the world. Sit down. Apollos was a man that was mighty in scripture. He knew the Bible so much. But he only knew one Bible and one revelation, baptism of John. Anytime Apollos wants to preach, topic of my message is baptism of John. He will preach it so well. Next Sunday, you invite Apollos. Topic of my message is baptism of John. 10 Sundays, baptism of John. But he knew it so well. Guess what? By reason of that one scripture he began to pursue, they started equating him with Paul. Paul knew that different dimension. But Apollos knew one and knew it so deep. They started equating him. That was why they said Paul planted, Apollos watered. God gave her the increase. Even Paul knew. Paul was the one that said that. Paul planted, Apollo watered. Why do you compare me with this man? When they discovered that, all they knew. The disciples carried him. Said, before you disgrace us, come inside. Aside the baptism of John, there are many other things in this Bible. Say, really? He said, it's okay, teach me. And he was mighty. We need each other. Mighty. 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 Mighty in the word. I see the benefits of purity becoming a reality in your life. I see the benefits of purity becoming a reality.